रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 12 सेज अगस्त्य. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Lakshmana sought out a disciple of the sage and said, Ramachandra, the son of King Dasharatha, the emperor of Ayodhya, has come to pay his respects to the Maharishi and his wife with him. His brother Lakshmana am I, bound to him by devotion and love unspeakable. Maybe you know it. We are commanded by our father to live in these forests for a while. Pray acquaint your master with our arrival. As you will, replied the other, and approaching Agastya in his fire chamber, said to him over joint palms, Lord, Rama and Lakshmana, the sons of Dasharatha, have come here with Sita to pay their respects to you. What are your commands? Overjoyed to hear that the god of his heart, Rama, had even sought him out in his humble abode, accompanied by Sita and Lakshmana, he exclaimed, Long have I expected him here, and so he has verily come here. Supremely delighted am I. Lead them here with due respect. Tarry not. The disciple ran to Lakshmana and said to him in a voice that betrayed his fear of the consequences of his delay, Who might be Rama? The Maharishi expects him. Lakshmana led him to the door and pointed out to him Rama and Sita. He humbly conveyed to Rama the message of Agastya and with every respect took them to where his master was. On the way, Rama beheld herds of deer roaming peacefully and glanced with delight at the altars raised to Brahma, Agni, Vishnu, Indra, Surya, Chandra, Bhaga, Kubera, Dhata, Vidata, Vayu, Ananta, Gayatri, the Vasus, Varuna, Kartikeya, and Dharma. By that time, the Maharishi came forward to meet him, followed by his disciples, noting which Rama said to his brother, Behold the great one that walks in front of yon sages, blazing in their luster. Verily, he is Agastya. No hard task to identify him by his supreme radiance and glory. They touched his feet and stood before him with joined palms. Agastya offered them the rites of hospitality, inquired after their welfare, and directed them to seats. Then he performed the daily Vaishvadeva, offered his guests water to wash their hands and feet, and placed before them roots, fruits, and other hermit fare. Thereafter, they seated themselves comfortably, and Agastya said to them, Rama, the hermit should offer daily oblations into fire and worship the guest duly. Otherwise, he rots in dark hills and feeds upon his own flesh like a perjurer. You are no ordinary guest, but the lord of the earth. The noblest exponent of dharma you are, the prince of heroes, and deserve every worship and reverence. Last, you are my guest, well-beloved. Taken every way, it behooves me to offer you my best welcome. Behold this noble bow fashioned of yore from Mahavishnu by Vishwakarma. These inexhaustible pair of quivers were left here by Indra. Observe these shafts blazing like tongues of fire and the sword in its scabbard of gold. Accept of me this blade, curiously chased with gold and gems, these bows, arrows and quivers. In the far past, these helped Mahavishnu to slay the Asuras and confer untold good upon the Devas. Take back these weapons, for these are yours. Defeat your enemies with them and bring peace and happiness to all beings. Indra shines not more armed with his Vajra. And Agastya of inconceivable might handed them over to Rama. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapteye Chakravarti Dhananjaya Sarvabhaumaya Mangalam.